this episode of Miss Smith's podcast, I will be discussing the fabric paradigm for ELL students, which can be found on the New Jersey Department of Education website. This fabric paradigm consists of foundational skills, academic discussions, background knowledge, resources, individualized assessment, and culture. And what these six components do is allow teachers a great wealth of opportunity to help ELL students become more acclimated with English and to also help them become more literate in each subject that they are currently learning. The main portion, I believe, of Fabric is the foundational skills, the academic discussions, and background knowledge. With those three that begin the Fabric paradigm, I believe that being able to help students differentiate between social and academic language helps students get more acclimated with content area vocabulary, concepts, and to be able to express themselves using that knowledge. The difference between social and academic language is like the difference between a social email that you might send to a friend or a family member versus a business email you might send to your employer or you might send to a professor. So pretty much understanding that the differences between the languages is how you would use language and what you're using it for. So being able to develop those foundational skills, which are their phonics skills, developing vocabulary, encouraging them to dig deeper into understanding using comprehension, skill building, all of these things help with the students learning to be more literate in their academic environment. Not only that, but it also helps students gain more knowledge as far as being able to lean on background knowledge, either based on knowledge that they previously have or for you to help them build that knowledge. For the last part of Fabric, which is resources, individualized assessment, and culture, those can be used in and out of the classroom. Resources especially can be used outside of the classroom to help also foster continued learning as far as using flashcards and using and encouraging the use of websites like RazKids, which help students be able to listen to the language and also use interactive options. Assessment can be used through conversations or formally through test and writing prompts. And culture helps for students to be able to bring in not only their culture, but to also learn about our culture as well and the parallels in between them and being able to celebrate what is unique about them. So to get more information on how to use these skills, please go to the New Jersey Department of Education website to read more about it. And if you would like more resources to help to implement this in the classroom, feel free to leave a comment below and I will send you additional resources that I have read and that I hope to use in my classroom. Thank you for listening and have a great day.